Film.
And Furious.
Hey, welcome back to Film and Furious. Due to the nature of this podcast, there are bound to be some unavoidable spoilers. So if you've not seen this film yet, hit pause right now and come back when you've seen it. Right, if you're still listening, don't blame me. Okay, I've just watched Tomorrow War, which was released on Amazon Prime on the 2nd of July, and it stars Chris Pratt, aka Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy. I know I normally do cinema reviews, but seeing as this wasn't released at the cinema, I didn't have much choice. This would have been a great film to see in the cinema. I actually watched it using my VR headset and the Amazon Prime app, and I was sat in a virtual cinema. So I sort of got a similar cinema experience. Although doing it that way, you don't get true HD quality. But nevertheless, I'll crack on. My thoughts on the film. I thought it was a good film. Aliens, time travel, what's not to like? Yeah, it was good. There was action. The way they explained some of the science was done quite nicely, just through some general chit-chat between the main characters, rather than having a forced approach. But there was one bit that made me a bit mad. Just as you think the film's coming to an end, it's not. There's about 40 minutes left when our hero gets back to the present time. And the pace of the film changes. It really doesn't fit in with the rest of the film. There's a sort of a 10-15 minute sequence where our main character reaches out to all these contacts that he's made by coincidence to narrow down the source of this threat. And that includes the only two people that survived with him on his mission: a nerdy kid that was in his science class that he taught before he was drafted, his wife, his estranged father, and they all sort of come together, and it's just like coincidence, coincidence, coincidence. And it was just one of those montages, and it didn't feel or sit right with the whole rest of the film. I also thought it was lazy writing or a lazy way to move the plot of the film on. I understand after seeing the last 20 minutes of the film, which again goes back to the same pace and action, and it fits in with the first hour and a half of the film. They could have been cleverer about it. The same way they dropped some of the science plots in and science explanations in. They could have, while he was in the future, he could have come up with a clue that gave him this location and time frame that he needed to act upon before coming back, and then he could have acted on it rather than have to come up with this series of outrageous coincidences. You know, and they still could have arranged the thing with his father, which has been brewing since the start of the film. And it wouldn't have changed the ending much. It would have just shortened the film maybe by 10-15 minutes they didn't really need to have. So yeah, that was my problem with that film. Feel free to let me know what you think of it when you watch it. Other than that, good film. And I would watch it again and recommend it to anyone who likes action, aliens, and a little bit of sci-fi and time travel thrown in. Looking forward to Chris's next film.
If you want to hear more Film and Furious movie reviews, don't forget to subscribe and check out my other podcast, Theory of Conspiracy. Thanks for listening.